and you become a member of this important institution, Pacifica Radio, WBAI. The number to call to become part of our family is 212-209-2950. That number, once again, 212-209-2950.
It's beautiful, beautiful material. And again, I said it in the beginning, his work is so timely and so needed right now. So thank you so much, Mark Watts, for putting this all together and allowing us to offer this to our listeners. I thank you so much, my friend.
And thank you for your editing and for your crusade.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. That was Mark Watts, Alan's son, Alan Watts' son. And I want to let you know, again, you can't find this anywhere else, folks. And it is ours to offer to you, but it's only available right now. I've got to go. I've got to get out of here. Christine Blasdell here. Thank you so very much. Please keep those calls coming in and stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way.
You're ready to wake up. You're going to wake up. And if you're not ready, you're going to stay pretending that you're just a little, poor little me. And since you're all here and engaged in this sort of
Attention, WBAI listener sponsors. The WBAI premium hotline has been changed. The number now is 347-529-6664. Once again, that number is 347-529-6664. Leave a message on the hotline and an operator will get back to you within 48 hours. Once again, the number is 347-529-6664. Thank you once again for supporting Pacifica Radio, WBAI, New York.
Everybody, and welcome to a very, very special Fun Drive program. We are going to light up the boards. We're going to get those phones ringing because I am very, very happy to be presenting something to you. We have never presented this before. It's the first time right here on WBAI, and we're going to be featuring this hour the wonderful work of Mr. Oliver Stone. We're offering this hour the Untold History of the United States. It's a 4-DVD set. You can get that by itself for a $175 contribution, and it is well worth it because you're going to get over 10 hours, actually 12 hours, of incredible information told by not only Oliver Stone, but the work that renowned historian Peter Kuznick has done, a New York native Peter Kuznick has done, and it's just absolutely riveting. The history, the way that the history books should have been written, okay? This is the way that our history should have been taught to us in school, and it's put together for you in a gorgeous 4-disc DVD set, basically over 12 hours of the Untold History of the United States. This was originally broadcast on Showtime. Two of the hours were not broadcast, so it's an exclusive within these 4 DVDs, and he covers everything going from World War II through Roosevelt, the bomb, the Cold War, the 50s, Eisenhower, JFK, and that's where Oliver Stone just, you know, has my heart on that whole subject. Also, and featured in this, they cover Vietnam, Reagan. I got a cold. I'm even colder than it is outside. Bush and Clinton, the New World Order. That's right. It's Oliver Stone, and the Bush and Obama and the Age of Terror. Those are just some of the massive amounts of content that's carried on this 4-DVD set, an incredible, incredible gift. It's called The Untold History of the United States, 4-DVD set, $175 pledge. If you call this number, 212-209-2950. And I said earlier, this is how the history book should have been written. Well, good news, we also have The Untold History of the United States, this gorgeous paperback book. It's almost 800 pages long. And again, it's written by, it's basically like a companion piece for the documentary series, for the DVD set. That is available by itself for a $100 pledge, but we have something called the Untold History of the United States pack. The two together is like peanut butter and jelly. It's like cheese and pizza. No, I don't know. It's perfect together. It's the Untold History of the United States. PAC has the massive book, this almost 800-page book from Oliver Stone and award-winning, renowned historian Peter Kuznick. And it also features the four DVD sets. So you get it all. You get the DVDs. You get the book in the pack for $250 at 212-209-2950. Why am I giving the number out now? Because we're going to go to a rather long clip in just a second. And I want you to get the phones going right now, because I'm going to tell you, it's going to be very, very busy. So we want to make sure that you get in right now and you pledge your support. We have not offered this before. It's the first time. It's a debut. It's a premiere here on WBAI. You can get the four DVD set by itself for $175, the book for a $100 pledge, or put them together for the Untold History of the United States pack for $250 at 212-209-2950. This first clip we're going to play, you're going to hear actually a little bit from the actual DVD set. Then later you're going to hear an interview with Oliver Stone at the Left Forum that was just recently held. And you'll also hear in this clip from Peter Kuznick. Again, I was saying he's a native New Yorker, and you're going to hear from both Oliver Stone and Peter in this clip. But first, you're going to hear a little bit from this DVD set that is yours for $175 by calling 212-209-2950. Let's listen now to the Untold History of the United States.
The Sangre de Cristo, or Blood of Christ, mountain range is one of the United States' most remote and primitive landscapes. In an isolated ranch house, the world's top scientists, many of them European, gather nervously in the chill morning air. Nearby, in the darkness, something hangs atop a steel tower, a bomb. Today, they will test it. The test is codenamed Trinity. The inspiration, John Donne, Robert Oppenheimer's favorite poet. One of the premier scientists of his age, Oppenheimer loved literature in the desert of the Southwest. He was a peaceful man who just happened to have created and coordinated the most destructive weapon in all history. Only a few miles away, the project's military commander, Brigadier General Leslie Groves, is the man responsible for building the War Department's gigantic new headquarters in Virginia, known as the Pentagon. He doesn't like relying on unreliable civilian scientists. His career is on the line.
Here it is, General Groves. Plutonium.
That's the first time I've seen it. If you don't mind, I wish you'd hold that under it, because after all, there's about $50 million in that test.
The automatic controls got it now. Rob, this time the stakes are really high.
It's going to work all right, Robert. And I'm sure we'll never be sorry for it.
In 40 seconds, we'll know.
In the last few minutes, general silence is observed as a countdown begins. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At 5:29 and 45 seconds, the bomb detonates. Light is brighter than the sun. Observing the explosion, Oppenheimer recalls a line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
This terrifying weapon would launch the United States on a journey, turning the refuge of the founding fathers into a militarized state.
Good evening. Oliver, Peter, good evening. When I saw this documentary, I was sitting at home with my wife, and my mouth dropped. And I said, Candace, this is like on mainstream television? Am I missing something? And what inspired this? I mean, where did this documentary come from?
You know, I grew up conservative and I grew up Republican. My father was on Wall Street, and I went to Vietnam in the belief they were fighting communists. So I'm probably a little bit different from most of you. And Peter was protesting the nuclear bomb way back in the 50s, probably, and then he was protesting the Vietnam War. So I reached a place in my life, to make a long story short, Greg Wilpert just summed it up very nicely, but when I did Salvador, when I went to Central America with Boyle in the 1980s, I became progressively enlightened after my experience in Vietnam, but I was seeing Vietnam redux. I was seeing the same behavior. The poor, the reform candidates, the labor, teachers, nuns. It was Reagan's policy supporting the dictators there and the death squads that started to happen in Salvador and Honduras and the Contra and Guatemala, of course, and the Contra war against Nicaragua. It was Vietnam redux, and I saw the whole thing, and I said, wow, I got to do something more in my life than make movies like Midnight Express and Scarface. So basically, I took another tack, and I did Salvador, which made very little money and very little, but it made some impact. And I found out that America's interest in Latin America is very minimal. Americans don't go to movies about it. That's just a fact, documentary or fiction. But I made it anyway, and I'm very happy with the result. Very proud of that film. But then I kept... Thank you. We can talk more about Latin America later in your questions. But I kept trying to make progressive films, and I got more and more with Vietnam, Wall Street, JFK, Nixon. I got more and more research done in my life. I met more and more people, and obviously you evolve. So my life is really about evolution. And I reached this place when George Bush was in office for that second four-year term when I was just had enough. It was up to here. I said, I can't go on making only movies because I know too much now. I've seen too much in my lifetime. I grew up under the atomic bomb, the shadow of it, which is where I wanted to start this thing. So I wanted to go back with the remainder of time and energy that I had left and really do a documentary because I've been accused endlessly of distorting the truth in my dramatic histories. So I wanted to go back and do it documentary style with fact checks, which we did three of, and put it all down from 1900 to now. This is the story of the mask coming off.
Peter, you have a different political history.
Yes.
How did you engage in this?
Well, my history is the opposite of Oliver's. I come from a New York Jewish left-wing family. I became very active in civil rights when I joined the active civil rights movement when I was 12 years old. Became active in the Vietnam anti-war movement in high school. And I never lost that activist edge. What I did is I turned it to some extent into my scholarship and into my teaching. So the ideas that Oliver and I are showing, I like to see this as a confluence between his work and my work. Because I see, when I decided in 1996 to teach a new course called Oliver Stone's America, I saw back at that point some of the kinds of messages that I wanted to emphasize in my teaching. And then in films like Wall Street, you say that Oliver is not anti-capitalist in that sense, but the critique he has in Wall Street of American capitalism is very, really very, very profound. And it feeds into a lot of what the Occupy movement says, and a lot of what those of us who are democratic socialists believe about the economy. These are radical critiques of American society. So I think that our ideas merge. And when in 1996, over dinner, after Oliver came to my class, I laid out this vision. I said, Oliver, this is an idea for a movie that you've got to make at some point. And I talked about how close Henry Wallace came to being back on the ticket as vice president, and what would have happened if Wallace, who's the most radical man ever to get close to the presidency, had become president in 1945 when Roosevelt died instead of Truman. That opened up all kinds of new vistas. And then in 2007, we're having dinner in D.C., and Oliver says, let's do it. Let's do a documentary. And at that point, we thought, at least for a few minutes, we were going to do one 60 or 90-minute documentary about Henry Wallace and the atomic bombing, the origins of the Cold War. By the time I went to see Oliver 2 weeks later in New York to map it out, Oliver said, no, let's do a 10-part, 10-hour documentary film series. So I was on sabbatical. I thought this was going to take maybe a year, and then it would be over. We worked on this almost nonstop for 5 years. and we ended up doing 12 episodes.
This was on Showtime. How did you pull that off? I mean, how were you able to convince them? I'm serious. How were you able to convince a mainstream?
I don't know that it would ever have. No, it could never have been on network. There's no way. But as you know, network is all advertising. It's infomercials.
Right.
The Showtime is a premium cable. They had not done documentaries. They took this one. I really do think on the power of my reputation, and they could get it at a price. We had financed it with private sources, and much of them from South America, some from the United States. But we had Showtime Advance, and then we had a Fremantle, which is an English sales company, Advance. So out of that, we pieced together an expensive documentary. It cost $5,200,000 approximately. And we still owe money. I mean, we're still getting the advances from around the world. But we are, you know, it was a pro bono kind of work. Mm-hmm. I don't advise it to everybody. I think, I did make movies during that time, mm-hmm. but I was always working on this in my spare time. So it was a miracle. They took it because the guy was a progressive, was ahead. They had a change in administrations. A new man came in, and he supported it. They didn't do much advertising, let's be honest, but at least we got 1.1 million viewers a week on a premium cable, and that got a platform. We did not get reviewed well by the mainstream at all. We got excellent reviews in the progressive press and some, you know, interesting notices in the right-wing press, but the center, very little interest.
I want to come back to that, actually, about the reviews in just a second. But what were some of the challenges that you faced, either with Showtime or just in general, in terms of putting this together?
A huge job. I mean, the archive, it's all archive footage except for film footage. There's no talking heads. Mm-hmm. So it's got to flow. And we only have 58 minutes to tell a decade, pretty much. So it was the writing and the rewriting and the fact-checking. Oh, my God. Even Peter was making mistakes, and we were catching him. There were so many. And yet, sometimes I'd be over, you know, I'd get very poetic and over-dramatic, and Peter would cut me back. And sometimes, you know, he would go on about Reagan forever, and I'd say, let's cut that out. I think in chapter two, we got carried away. We tried to make all the Poland happy. You can never make Poland happy. So we had a little bit too long on Poland. But, you know, it's that balance. It's a big picture. You got to have a big picture sensibility. You have to omit. There's so much great detail you have to omit. It's like writing a feature in 2 hours. You've just got to be very disciplined. And that took a lot of time and work.
Before we see another clip, I want what struck me in looking at the whole series is that you seem to identify, or aim to identify, pivotal moments, which you see as pivotal moments, particularly since in the aftermath of World War II. And can you just say a little bit to the audience about what the two of you see as some of those pivotal moments and why?
Well, we also wrote a book that accompanied this, and we wrote an 800-page book, because one of the things that I was surprised to discover was how little you can actually say in 58 minutes and 30 seconds. The initial drafts that I gave Oliver were 2 to 3 times as long as what we finally were able to put on screen. So then we wrote a book with it. It ended up being 800 pages, but that's after we cut out 150 to 200 pages. So just skimming the surface with this, so you have to choose the moments that are emblematic, that really capture what you're trying to say about the entire history. And so what are the key things about this period? World War II. What's the story about World War II? We wanted to focus on the myths. We wanted to show people the kind of crap that they were learning in the schools, especially at the universities, as Donna knows. We teach history one way. But in the public schools and on television and the media, people get a very different picture. So we're trying to puncture those myths. So we start with the myth of World War II. You ask any American, who won World War II? Well, the United States did. What we show in this first episode is that it was not the United States that won the war in Europe. It was the Soviet Union that won the war in Europe. As Churchill says, the Soviets tore the guts out of the German army. That the Soviets lost 27 million in World War II. The United States lost about 310,000 in combat. Throughout most of the war, the United States and the British faced 10 German divisions combined. The Soviets were facing 200. So this is a history that Americans don't know. Then we go after that about the myths of World War II. We show the roots of World War II during the roots of the Cold War during World War II. And our third episode is about the atomic bombing, because Oliver and I believe that so much of where the United States went wrong began with the atomic bombing in 1945. Not only was it militarily unnecessary or unjustifiable and morally reprehensible, it gave the United States the idea that we could force our will upon the world. Then the building up of the American empire. Then we show the Cold War in the earliest period. And then we show the Eisenhower period, because the myth about Eisenhower, if you ask people what they know about Eisenhower, they'll say the military-industrial complex speech. Nonsense. That's not who Eisenhower was. Eisenhower was the person who built the military-industrial complex, as we can discuss later. So I don't want to tell the whole story, but we chose the moments that we thought were both the most clouded in mythology and that were the most central to the building of the American empire, because our goal was to tell the history of the American empire and the history of the national security state from the late 19th century to Obama yesterday.
That is Peter Kuznick, and that was at the Left Forum. He's a historian, and he has worked very, very, I mean, for years. It took them over 5 years to actually produce and film Untold History, the Untold History of the United States. And they were talking about the 4-DVD set. It has 10 hours from the 10-part series, but also an additional 2 hours of supplemental material that were the prequels. It is fantastic. It is available for the first time right now. For a $175 pledge, you will get the Untold History of the United States. It's a 4-DVD set, 12 hours of content from the wonderful Academy Award-winning director Oliver Stone and historian Peter Kuznick. The number to call is 212-209-2950. But also, Peter was talking about the book that they put together. It was it's close to 800 pages long. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous companion piece. As a matter of fact, it is a very important companion piece to the 4-DVD set. It's where you get all the details, all the footnotes, the primary source documents. They sourced everything. They documented everything. It is indeed the final word on the 20th century. The Untold History of the United States, the book, is available as well by itself for a $100 pledge. But if you put it together with the 4-DVD set with the title of the same name, you get the Untold History of the United States, the pack, for a $250 tax-deductible contribution to WBAI. The number to call is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. If you're listening to us online at WBAI.org, it's very simple. If you want to make a pledge online, and we actually already got some pledges online, you can go to give to WBAI.org, and we have all of our thank you gifts listed there. We have the Untold History of the United States by Oliver Stone, the 4-DVD set. It is listed there as well for $175 by itself. Also, the book is listed on the website, The Untold History of the United States, 800-page companion book to the documentary series that the Washington Post declared as grounded in indisputable fact. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous, real, true reading of history. Not what they've been trying to sell us in school all these years. It took over 5 years for Peter and for Oliver Stone to be working on this incredible, incredible 4-DVD set and the book. Get them together for $250 at 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And you also heard Peter was talking about the fact that Oliver Stone was talking about the fact that when they did this, it wasn't really well received within the mainstream media. As a matter of fact, that it was ignored. And that is very, very true, because there was within this documentary series, within it, there are some ways that Oliver Stone looks at, and Peter Kuznick, they show what happened with World War II, the real truth about World War II, also about JFK, and most importantly, this whole age of terror and this whole, since 9/11, what has happened to the civil liberties. And that, my friends, is something that the corporate media does not want to remind you about, does not want to talk about, does not really want to promote very much. But here at Pacifica Radio, it's all about that. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about the real history of these United States. And it's available right now. We have the pack for $250 pledge, The Untold History of the United States. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous pack with the four DVD set from Oliver Stone and The Untold History of the United States book, 800 pages for $250 pledge. 212-209-2950. And if there's someone out there who can pledge at the $1,000 level, we'd love to have an angel right now. This is such important information. I want to get back. I want to play more of Oliver Stone. I want to play more clips from the DVD set. But we need a few more callers to pick up the phone right now and pledge your support. You are not going to hear this on Fox. You're not going to hear this on CNN. You're not going to hear this on ABC. As a matter of fact, when it comes to Oliver Stone, many of the mainstream media, they like to ignore him or they ridicule him. And right before, especially right before JFK came out, they attacked him like crazy. And it's unbelievable how they went against this man, this really wonderful director. And he doesn't make money off of these projects. He has to do other stuff. But he knows that it's the right thing to do. He knows it's the right thing to do to teach our children what really happened in history. And this is the right thing to do right now to support this radio station. We got to keep it on air. We got to keep it alive. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And if you're online, go to give2wbai.org. Peruse through all the beautiful gifts that are there. They're there for you. They're there to support this amazing radio station, which is your radio station. All right. Keep those calls coming in. I'm taking you on an honor system here. In this next clip, we're going to hear from Oliver Stone talking a little bit about Eisenhower and the rolling back of communism. And then you're going to hear a little bit longer clip from the film that is featured in our thank you gift. The four DVD set, The Untold History of the United States, $175 pledge. Get the book by itself for a $100 pledge, or put it all together in the pack and you will get for $250 the DVD set, 12 hours of The Untold History of the United States, plus you get this 800-page book for a $250 pledge. 212-209-2950. Let's listen now to Oliver Stone.
Just because it'll come back up, Eisenhower, under Eisenhower and his Secretary of State, John Foster Dulles, it's fascinating to see how the United States becomes a force for repression of all reform. It starts not with Reagan in Central America. It starts with Eisenhower, with Iran, with Guatemala, with Cuba, with Angola, everything, all the machinations to John Foster Dulles. Neutralism was immoral. That was his famous quote. Communism was evil. He said that before Reagan, and his idea, and Eisenhower fully supported him, was to roll back communism everywhere. Indonesia becomes one of the bloodiest stories of that era. Or it starts in that era. So it was a devastatingly evil policy that Eisenhower, who's such a nice guy and a grandfather figure to so many people, and was to me and to my father, did so much bad in the world in the name of fighting communism. But as we tried to show, it wasn't communism, it was reform. It was the poor, the desires of the poor, the oppressed, to be free in their own countries. That was what we were against. Eisenhower was solidly in favor of corporate capitalism, and I use the word capitalism full knowledge of what it was, exploiting the resources of these poor countries and undermining any government that wanted any kind of reform or fair shake.
Should we look at another clip?
If you're ready,
yeah, why don't we do another clip?
These Germans escaped by the tens of thousands until the communists threw up their wall of hate. The assault has begun on the dictatorship of Fidel Castro.
Of Americans has already had enough, more than enough, of war and hate and oppression.
As I have walked among the desperate, rejected, and angry young men, I have told them that Molotov cocktails and rifles would not solve their problems. But they ask, and rightly so, what about Vietnam? if America's soul becomes totally poisoned. Part of the autopsy must read Vietnam, a nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift, is approaching spiritual death. This need to maintain social stability for our investments accounts for the counter-revolutionary action of American forces in Guatemala. It tells why American helicopters are being used against guerrillas in Cambodia, and why American napalm and green beret forces have already been active against rebels in Peru. They ask if our own nation wasn't using massive doses of violence to solve its problems, to bring about the changes it wanted. Their questions hit home, and I knew that I could never again raise my voice against the violence of the oppressed in the ghettos without having first spoken clearly to the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government.
Days into office, on the Sunday, the day before John Kennedy was buried, Lyndon Johnson met with his military advisors and said he was not going to lose Vietnam. He'd never agreed with Kennedy's memorandum to withdraw, and 2 days later he issued a new memo signaling the U.S. would be taking a more hands-on approach. His foreign policy thinking was profound in a primitive way.
There are 3 billion people in the world, and we only have 200 million of them. They're outnumbered 15 to 1. Might did make right. We'd sweep over the United States and take what we have. We have what they want.
Who was they? His analogies may have been coarse, but stated in other words, the struggle was not really about communism, but was between the First World and the Third World. Abandoning Kennedy's attempts at reform, Johnson made it clear in the new Mann Doctrine that all Latin American countries would be judged on how they protected the $9 billion in U.S. investments, not on the interests of their own people. The U.S. would no longer discriminate against right-wing dictatorships and regarded military aid as a wiser investment than Kennedy's economic aid. The fifth largest country in the world, resource-rich Brazil, would be the first to suffer. In 1964, new democratically elected president João Goulart implemented land reform and sought controls on foreign capital. Recognizing Cuba was the last nail in his coffin. Castro's example could not be emulated.
That, my friends, is Oliver Stone, and that was from The Untold History of the United States. It is a 4-DVD set we're offering you right now for your support. It has over 12 hours. Of course, the original 10 hours in the program that was aired on Showtime, but an additional 2 hours of extra supplemental material from Oliver Stone's documentary about the unlearned history of the United States, the untold history of the United States, looking at events that went underreported or were completely warped and skewed and turned around, and those profound effects on our history, everything from the atomic bomb, the atomic bombing of Japan, to the Cold War, through the fall of communism, and even up to the events of today with our war on terror and all that it entails. The Untold History of the United States, we're so very happy. This is the first time we're offering it here to you, our wonderful listeners. We have it available, all 4 DVDs in this gorgeous set, for a $175 contribution to keep this radio station on air so we can bring you this kind of information, so we can bring the voices of Oliver Stone and wonderful historian Peter Kuznick as well. The number to call to support this, to get these beautiful 4-DVD set, it's 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. You can also pledge securely online at give2wbai.org. If you go to the website, you can actually see a whole list of other thank you gifts that are included. We have quite a few of the Oliver Stone items if you want to take a perusal through that. We also have the Untold History of the United States book. This is the companion book that actually goes with the DVD. It's 800 pages long, and it's written by Oliver Stone and historian Peter Kuznick. And this is where you get all the goodies, all the details, all the footnotes, all the primary source documents for this DVD set. That is available. That massive book is available for a $100 pledge, but I recommend that you get the Untold History of the United States pack. You get both the book, 800 pages of the Untold History of the United States. You get the book and the DVD set for a pledge of $250. You can put on your Visa, American Express, MasterCard, do payments through them, but call this number, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We're very, very pleased. We're very honored to be able to offer this material to you. And again, it is the first time that we've been able to. I want to thank Oliver Stone for making sure that we're able to get this to you. The number again is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We want to get back and play some more clips, but I want to get a few more of you on the line. The importance of supporting this radio station at this time is supporting voices that are critical of the history of what we've been told has happened in our world, in particular from the United States perspective, but also so that we don't repeat history. The work that was done on this, on creating this amazing series, took 5 years, over 5 years, for Oliver and Peter Kuznick to put together. They worked so very hard. They got no funding from anybody here. They had to go outside of the country to get funding. It cost them a lot of money, but in the end, they put together something that is so very valuable and so very important, and that's what WBAI is about. That's what Pacifica is about. We don't make a lot of money. We do these fund drives so that we can stay alive, barely, so that we can pay the electricity, so that we can pay for the phones, so that we can pay for the transmitter fee. The transmitter fee is very, very expensive. So we don't get a lot of money from sponsors. We don't get any sponsors. We don't have no commercials. So we're doing it on the cheap, so to speak, but we're bringing you information that you're never going to get anywhere else. Talking about the real effects on the global war on terror. Talking about the real history of what's happened in this country to other countries from our government, but also what's happening right now with the world on the age of terror in the Obama, Bush, Clinton, you know, whole era that we have been living through, and what those ramifications are. This should be in every high school, should be in every university. Call right now. Get a copy for yourself. Get one for a school of your choice. 212-209-2950. The four DVD set is 12 hours of content from Oliver Stone's documentary about the unlearned history of the United States. It's called The Untold History of the United States, four DVD set for a $175 pledge. If you want the book by the same title, it is an 800-page massive collection with it's gorgeous. It is a $100 pledge by itself, but if you put them together, get both the book and the four DVD set, you get it for a $250 tax-deductible contribution. The Untold History of the United States pack. Call right now and pick up the pack, please. 212-209-2950. I want to go back to another clip. Please keep those calls coming in, though, folks. We need as many of you as possible because we need to keep this radio station on the air. There is no way any other radio station would allow Oliver Stone and Peter Kuznick to just tell it like it is. There is no other media outlet like Pacifica that allows, as a matter of fact, encourages, hopes, wishes that we can get these kind of voices out there talking about what really is going on in the world. And you know when you hear it, when your ears hear the truth, they perk up and you go, wow, there's somebody else out there that's thinking like me. You're not alone. There's a lot of us out there. But we need to support each other. We need to support this radio station right now. So please, if you can get the pack, call up right now, 212-209-2950. Get the Untold History of the United States pack. Get the book and the four DVD set. We're so very happy and honored to be offering this, but we need you. You're part of it. You're the only part that you're the most important part of it. You, the listener. Okay. 212-209-2950. In this next clip, you're going to hear from Oliver Stone and Peter Kuznick. They were speaking at the Left Forum. And you're also going to hear a little bit later a clip from the four DVD set. This gets into the Bush and Obama era, where we're at right now, and the lovely age of terror, the lovely age of surveillance, the lovely age of take your shoes off, your belt off, take everything off. We're going to make sure that you get okay before you get on the plane. This is where we're at right now, and I think this is the most important clip to play because this is we're not talking about World War II. We're not talking about the 50s or the 60s. We're talking about where we're living right now, and you need to support it. We all need to support it. 212-209-2950. Let's listen to Oliver Stone and Peter Kuznick talking about the untold history of the United States.
If Roosevelt had lived three more months, the whole world would be a different shape. If Wallace had become president in April 45, the whole world would be different. It's amazing how the curve of the ball breaks sometimes. But that was pure bad luck the way he died so quickly.
Before we see this last clip, I want to ask you, I want to pursue this point that you're just making, Oliver, because at different points you do highlight the role of certain individuals, Roosevelt, Wallace, etc. But my question is, are you putting too much on these individuals? I mean, in other words, I think that the record is fairly clear in terms of Wallace, what Wallace, Henry Wallace stood for. But there are other factors that are at play when these individuals get into office. And had Wallace been elected president or taken over as vice president or been elected in 48, why should we believe that things would have fundamentally changed? I mean, what I wondered in watching this is, this is one vicious country. This is a vicious country, and we know that in the 1930s there was a plot to overthrow Roosevelt, trying to enlist Smedley Butler and veterans. It seems to me that in the middle of the Cold War, something very similar could have happened. So, but in any case, I mean, what is it that leads you to believe that these individuals would ultimately have made that much of a difference in terms of where we ended up?
Well, there's no way to know. You know, we can't say for sure what would have happened had Wallace become president instead of Truman. As we show, Wallace came extraordinarily close to be back on the ticket as vice president in 1944. In fact, he was the second most popular man in America. Even though he called for the century of the common man, he called for worldwide people's revolution, he denounced America's fascists, who he said were those Wall Street interests who think Wall Street comes first and the American people come second. Now we call them Democrats and Republicans. He had a very radical vision, but he was enormously popular because the country was more progressive then. We were fighting a war against fascism and German and Japanese militarism. Gallup released a poll on July 20th, 1944, the start of the Democratic Convention, that asked potential voters who they wanted on the ticket as vice president. 65% said they wanted Henry Wallace as vice president. 2% said they wanted Harry Truman. But the convention was stacked. But Wallace gave the seconding speech for Roosevelt that opening night. The place went wild, even though the party bosses thought they had it controlled. 45-minute demonstration led by people like Hubert Humphrey and Adlai Stevenson. And in the middle of that, Claude Pepper, the senator from Florida, nicknamed Red Pepper because of his politics, makes his way up to the microphone, knowing if he could get Wallace's name and nomination that night, he'll sweep the convention and be back on the ticket as vice president. Pepper got literally 5 feet from the microphone when the bosses managed to adjourn the convention that night. And so that's how close we came. Had Wallace gotten in there, he could have stopped the atomic bombing. He could have done that on his own authority, and we know that he would have done that, or we know as much as we can know anything. Could he have stopped the Cold War? That's a different question. As you're saying, there are structural forces in place. But 1945 was not like today. 1945, we were a much more progressive country. 1945, the Soviets were our allies. They were lionized for having just won World War II. They were the ones the reason why the British weren't speaking German was because of the Soviet Union. And people understood that at that point. So I think he could have certainly resisted the kind of Cold War we had and very likely changed it. Kennedy's another example. What could Kennedy have accomplished in 1963? He says in his American University speech, his commencement address, he says, we want to end the Cold War. You know, he talks about a one-world vision. He's seeing the world like Wallace saw the world through Soviet eyes. Kennedy was doing the same thing. There were forces that resisted that. You know, we don't know for sure who's responsible for assassinating Kennedy, but it's a lot of those same forces who managed to bring Wallace down in 44 and 45 and 48 who were also very likely behind the assassination of Kennedy at that point. But you have to mobilize the masses behind these ideas, which is what you need to do. You need a president who's going to be an educator, and you need mass forces that are going to force the president in the right direction. Obama said at one point, said, if you want me to do the right thing, you're going to have to force me to do it. Obviously, we haven't forced him to do it. So you need both. You need a grassroots movement. You need a politicized, conscious, organized citizenry. You need a strong labor movement. We had a strong labor movement then, as you know, which we don't have now, despite your efforts. And I mean, all of that is necessary in order to force these people to do the right thing. But at least at some points, you've got presidents who want to do the right thing and are trying to do the right thing.
So maybe we should use that as a cue for the final point.
We thought we'd move ahead into, since you mentioned Obama, and show you, this is a vast, this last chapter is, it's called Bush and Obama, the Age of Terror. So there's a lot here, a lot of information. We're just going to show you a 10-minute clip in the middle when Obama when Obama first comes to power, and we're not going to go into the economics right now. There's a Wall Street section. It's right after the Wall Street section. We're going to go into his promises about the surveillance state, et cetera. Go ahead.
Funded by the conservative billionaire Koch brothers. The confused American public, not knowing who to blame for persisting economic hardship, handed the Republicans a sweeping victory in 2010's midterm elections. But only more gridlock and confusion pervaded Washington. Obama, who'd swept to office amid such euphoria, now walked a fine line, avoiding fatal mistakes, but failing to deliver on hope or change. During the 2008 campaign, the constitutional professor had promised transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency. Yet, in office, he refused to relinquish the expanded powers usurped by the Bush administration. As a passive population continued to consent to being stripped in front of airport screeners, permit eavesdropping on their communications, and pay for vast new security programs. It did not make political sense for Obama to ease this heightened state of alert in the risk that a single terrorist incident would certainly result in renewed media hysteria and a Republican I told you so firestorm that could cost him his presidency.
Ever in the middle of all this coming at you think maybe one term is enough?
The one thing I'm clear about is that I'd rather be a really good one-term president than a mediocre two-term president.
Instead of fighting for transparency, however, Obama became a far more effective manager of the national security state. Like Bush, he repeatedly invoked the state secrets privilege in lawsuits involving torture, extraordinary rendition, and illegal NSA eavesdropping. He blocked habeas corpus rights for enemy combatants, preserved military commissions, and authorized without due process the killing of a U.S. citizen in Yemen accused of having ties to Al-Qaeda. Obama stunned civil libertarians when he took Bush-era investigations to the next level and began prosecuting government whistleblowers and reporters using the World War I-era Espionage Act. Only three cases had been brought in 92 years. Obama initiated six cases of dubious merit, most defendants claiming to have exposed unlawful activity in the government.
That is Oliver Stone bringing it, speaking the truth. And amazingly enough, this was actually broadcast originally on Showtime. The first 10 episodes, this DVD set has the 12 episodes, the entire 12 episodes, The Untold History of the United States, 12 hours of truth. This is a four DVD set. We're so very honored to be offering this to you, our listeners, our beautiful listeners. We have it available right now. Some calls are coming in. We need to have a lot of calls coming in, though. The number to call is 212-209-2950. You can get the four DVD set by itself for a $175 pledge, worth every penny. You can get the book, the 800-page book. It's a companion book. It goes with it. It is fantastic. It is written by Oliver Stone and historian Peter Kuznick. This book is $100 by itself, but if you put them together, you get the Untold History of the United States pack for a $250 contribution to WBAI. $250 gets you both the book and the 4-DVD set, hours and hours of truth spoken by one of my favorite filmmakers, one of my favorite truth tellers, Oliver Stone. It took over 5 years to make this amazing film, this such an important gift to the world. He and Peter Kuznick put it together, and it is gorgeous. 212-209-2950. Talking about, we didn't get much hope or we didn't get much change with Obama, a constitutional professor who you would think would understand the Constitution, but apparently not. And I applaud Oliver Stone's bravery. He has been maligned so much before in the press for his work that he did on JFK, and I think he's a very, very brave individual, a brave filmmaker, but a brave human being as well. And I adore Peter Kuznick for the work that he has done on this. He is amazing. Everything is footnoted. Everything is sourced. That's why you want to get the pack, folks. The Untold History of the United States pack gets you this 800-page book that is so gorgeous. It goes into all the details. It basically gives you the final word that every single thing happening in the 20th century, everything from World War II to Roosevelt, the bomb, the 50s, the Cold War, JFK, Johnson, the Nixon era, Vietnam, really told supremely well throughout Reagan in the 80s and going up through Bush and Clinton and, again, the New World Order and, of course, Bush and Obama and the Age of Terror. Again, the number is 212-209-2950. What better thank you gift could Pacifica be involved with? What better thank you gift could WBAI be offering to you for your support? But the Untold History of the United States. For $250 pledge, you get the book and the DVD set, 4 DVDs, over 12 hours of content. The real history, the untold history of the United States from Oliver Stone. Get both of those in the pack for $250 or get them individually. You can get the 4-DVD set for a $175 pledge or the book for a $100 pledge. But the deal is getting both together and getting the pack for $250. 212-202-2950. 212-209-2950, and you can give securely at give2wbai.org. Go to the website, and you will see all of our thank you gifts. We're going to get to another clip right now. This is, you're going to hear more of a full clip from the film on the Bush-Cheney top secret America that we're living in, and you're also going to hear in this, pay attention to the speech from Obama that he gives our military members. Pay attention to what he says to the military in this clip. But this is, again, from The Untold History of the United States, yours by itself for $175 or in the pack for $250. 212-209-2950.
One of the leading defenders of the new standards of conduct, Jack Goldsmith, former head of the Bush Office of Legal Counsel, reassured Cheney and other anxious neocons in an article saying that Obama was
like Nixon going to China. The changes he had made are destined to fortify the bulk of the Bush program for the long run.
This was a new shadow world. In 2010, the Washington Post called it an alternative geography of the United States, a top secret America hidden from public view. Almost 1.5 million people had top security clearances. More than 3,000 government and private security corporations existed. 1.7 billion emails and communications were intercepted and stored every day by the National Security Agency. Political commentator and constitutional lawyer Glenn Greenwald best described this truly radical change in our world when he wrote, "The core guarantee of Western justice since the Magna Carta was codified in the U.S. by the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law." He might well have added the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, the right to privacy and protection against unreasonable search and seizure. Without due process and the right to privacy, each of us is essentially living at the mercy of the surveillance state. All this in the name of stopping a terrorist threat blown wildly out of proportion. Obama's foreign policy seemed more reasonable than Bush's, repudiating the unilateralism and preemption that had so outraged world opinion. But the goal, embracing U.S. global domination, differed little, and even the means were frustratingly similar. In 2011, Bush's former NSA and CIA director, General Michael Hayden, took comfort in the powerful continuity between two vastly different presidents, saying that
Americans have found a comfortable center line in what it is they accept their government doing.
He called it a
practical consensus.
His own experience in foreign affairs limited, Obama surrounded himself with hawkish advisors. Among them, Bush holdover Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, a hardliner from the Bill Casey CIA era of the 80s. Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was equally hawkish. In an early speech, Clinton presented a version of American history steeped in unvarnished triumphalism and historical amnesia.
So let me say it clearly. The United States can, must, and will lead in this new century. The Third World War that so many feared never came. And many millions of people were lifted out of poverty and exercised their human rights for the first time. Those were the benefits of a global architecture forged over many years by American leaders from both political parties.
It would be difficult to find and ask the millions killed over many decades of American interference in their countries what they thought. The people of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the Philippines, Central America, Greece, Iran, Brazil, Cuba, Congo, Indonesia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Chile, East Timor, Iraq, and Afghanistan, among others.
That was Oliver Stone from the incredible 4-DVD set, The Untold History of the United States. Folks, give us a call right now. We only have 2 minutes left in this hour, and I need to get as many of you on the phones right now. 212-209-2950. I had to interrupt that clip because we're running out of time. I didn't get to play the part where Obama is talking to the military, talking about Iraq and what a wonderful job that they have done there, and to remember that that they weren't going in there for the resources. I'm summarizing, of course, that they weren't going in there for the resources, but they were going in there for freedom, and they, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I love this documentary series. I love Oliver Stone, and I think that we need to support more filmmakers like Oliver Stone and more radio stations like WBAI. We got to get the phones lighting up right now. $175 is going to get you this massive collection, The Untold History of the United States. It is a 4-DVD set, 12 hours of content from Oliver Stone and Peter Kuznick. If you want to get a gorgeous pack, we have the Untold History of the United States pack. This has the book and the DVD set. This is the companion book that has 800 pages. Everything is well documented and sourced, primary sourced information, full of footnotes, details about the untold history of the United States. Get them both together for a $250 pledge. I have less than 60 seconds to go, and I need to get more people on the line. 212-209-2950. It's the first time we're offering this, the untold history of the United States. Find out the real history of the United States. Find out the real untold history. Get this for a young person. Get this for someone who needs to know really what's going on, especially if they are in the age of military recruiters. If they're around military recruiters, let them see this first before they think about whatever they want to do the next step out of high school. The number is 212-209-2950. Get the 4-DVD set for $175. Get the 800-page book, The Untold History of the United States, for a $100 pledge, or get the deal and put them together. Get the Untold History of the United States pack for a $250 pledge. I'm out of time. I got to get going, but I'm going to give that phone number out one more time. 212-209-2950. I want to thank Reggie here in Master Control. I'm Christine Blasdale. Thank you so very much for your wonderful contributions. And stay tuned. There's more Fun Drive programming come your way right here on WBAI.
What? You are not a BAI buddy yet? Now here's your chance to not only support WBAI, but become a BAI buddy between Wednesday, May 21st and Wednesday, May 28th. And to show our appreciation, you will have the chance to be chosen to receive an Apple iPad, along with receiving the BAI Buddy tote bag and member perks card. Sign up to be a monthly contributor during the Spring Fun Drive BAI Buddy giveaway, Wednesday to Wednesday, May 21st to May 28th, by just calling 212-209-2950 or go online at WBAI.org.
Attention, WBAI listener sponsors. The WBAI premium hotline has been changed. The number now is 347-529-6664. Once again, that number is 347-529-6664. Leave a message on the hotline and an operator will get back to you within 48 hours. Once again, the number is 347-529-6664. Thank you once again for supporting Pacifica Radio, WBAI, New York.
Check it out, y'all. This is Freddie Sheffield. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM, New York, New York. Listener sponsored Free Speech Radio. Come on out every first Monday and check out Too Raw for Radio Comedy Experience. We got a reception that goes down at 6:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. is showtime. Tickets and info is available at www.wbai.org. And the place to be is the WBAI headquarters located at 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. See you there.
Yeah. You're listening to WBAI. Hey, I'd like to say, rest in peace, Robert Knight, Sam Greenlee, author of The Spook Who Sat By the Door. Monday was Malcolm X's birthday, celebrated by going to his burial site and the Audubon Ballroom, what it used to be. And it's now 8 o'clock here on WBAI, New York 99.5 FM. Also streaming on the web at WBAI.org. And it's May 21st, 2014. And hello, Cheryl. And this is the Personal Computer Show.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joe King. I was about to say this is Hank Key, but it isn't. Hank is sitting right opposite me. He's smiling, but he's not talking. Hank, are you all right tonight?
Oh, I'm fine, except that you didn't know whether I was on your left or on your right.
Oh, I know you're always on my right. And on the coming to us, we have the left on we have coming to us from the left coast. Tonight, we have our co-host is
David Perry.
Thank you. And David has a special guest.
Jim Dennis.
Yeah, they're on the line.
And they're on the line, so they're listening to me babbling on here. And let me tell you folks a little bit about tonight. We've got a very fascinating show. We're going to go into the ins and outs of Linux, which is an alternate operating system that a great many people in this world have been using for a variety of reasons. Security, talented people are finding ways of getting out onto the net without endangering their lives and their data, but also because it is an operating system based upon a kernel that was invented by Linus Torvalds and backed up by a thing called GNU. We'll be learning all about that later, but we also have a more important message to get out to you tonight, and that is, guess what, folks?
What?
We're broke.
WBAI is broke?
David, that's David Perry from California. Yeah, we're broke, and I was told to tell everybody that unless they feel it's important enough to keep WBAI going, and they can show how important they feel it is by calling 212-209-2950.
Yeah.
And they can do a number of things with that phone number. First of all, they can become what's called a WBAI buddy.
Yeah.
Stevie, do you know what a BAI buddy is?
I think I do. Why don't you tell us all about a WBAI buddy?
Well, for those of us who are listening out there and have no idea what I'm babbling about, if you have enough bread coming in that you can take $10 a month.
Or more.
Or $1,000 a month, but at least $10 a month, and pledge that you will give $10 a month to WBAI, you become a BAI buddy. And you can become a BAI buddy, you get a card and a membership thing, and you get discounts from all kinds of people who really want to help the station stay alive. You get special offers, but most of all, you get the knowledge and the feeling that you're keeping free speech radio alive in New York. And this is the only station,
yep,
that only one that can claim to have free speech. Hank?
And if you give up a pack of cigarette a month smoking, you will also gain the benefit of better health.
And not dying. I saw some commercials on TV. It was just absolutely... I think I'd rather die than have some of those symptoms.
Don't worry, you will.
Well, you know, we also will give you a tote bag, and there's one other thing which we won't promise, only because it's a lucky draw that we go through, is that I believe it's each week we have a draw for an iPad.
I don't know that it's each week, but they have a draw for an iPad.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to go into that because...
I think all of these things are a little bit skivvy. I don't know that. Frankly, I know who's involved. I don't trust them. Go give the BAI buddy because you feel good about it, not because you want to get involved in one of these fly-by-night sweepstake things.
And by the way, we know that if you join this buddy program... You're really giving a donation that is really cash. Forget the tote bag, okay? Forget the discount cards that you're going to get. You're really giving a donation to BAI, and we know that you're doing it because it's the principle, it's what you believe in, and it's the support you want to give the station, not because you got bribed, okay?
Let me get a little selfish for a minute, Hank, and ask the folks who are going to call 212-209-2950 and become a BAI buddy. Make sure they know that you want to do it because of the personal computer show, because if we don't get a lot of people saying when they call up the personal computer show, well, we might not stay on the air too long.
You know, one of the things that we forgot to tell everyone at the top of the show is that we are on for 2 hours this evening.
Yeah.
2 hours. So we're on for, we started a few minutes ago, and we're going to continue until we hit the end of our second hour. In our first hour, what we have decided to do is we're going to give you a presentation or talking about we're going to talk about Linux, because a lot of people ask us about Linux. We're going to talk about it. And in the second half, we're going to talk about some of the really hot news items, and I'll just give you a very short brief one we'll talk about. It's like an outrageous patent granted by our U.S. Patent Office that makes absolutely no sense at all. When you hear it, you're going to agree with me. We're going to also talk about a government that really is, I just can't believe it, that what they're doing to a company.
Let me say this. A government that has been running amok for like 20, 25 years now.
And I'm talking about the United States of America.
Oh, that government?
My government.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
you got a government?
I know.
I do. I have a government. It's my government, and they didn't buy... Have you ever heard the phrase, David, when you go to a jury trial, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Well,
so help me God.
We should hold the government to that.
Hank has pointed something out to me. If I don't ask the right question, then I'm not going to get the truth, the whole truth. And let me give you a for instance, and I'll get to this later. I'm just going to give you a for instance now. Have you ever been forced to put a back door into your hardware? That was the question. What was the answer, Hank?
The truthful answer is no.
Does that really tell the whole truth?
Unfortunately, no.
And does that say nothing but the truth? Okay,
you want to tune in?
You know what? Since we're on that topic, just for a second, I want to interject and tell you that I was just in Helsinki, Finland, I'm my new employer. I now work for a company called F-Secure, and at the keynote presentation, Mikko Huppanen, who is a very famous guy, gets up and says, We're from Finland. No one will ever force us to put a backdoor into anything.
Well, we will. We'll talk about that later.
Wait a minute. While you're there, I understand that they had in Finland a very, very good company that made a hardware product. It was called a cell phone, and it had and nobody could force them to put any kind of a backdoor into their cell phone. So what did they do? The company, of course, was Nokia, and they sold out to Microsoft. Do you think that still holds true? That they won't put a backdoor in a...
Microsoft wouldn't do a thing like that, would they?
No, they wouldn't.
No.
And as a matter of fact, they wouldn't. They don't have to, because later on, Hank will tell you how we can get around that minor problem that Microsoft wouldn't do it and that other people wouldn't do it.
What about Google? They wouldn't do it.
None of them would do it.
No.
Because we found a way. We'll talk about it later.
In the second hour. Hold it, everybody.
We will talk in the second hour how we can get around that minor little problem.
No, how the government gets around it.
The government is us. Government of the people, by the people, for them.
We also have another premium. It's the Personal Computer Show 2014 edition. We call the PC Special 2 Chest. And with the 2 Chest, we're requesting a donation of $100. And I'll tell you, if you go to our website, pcradioshow.org, we have it in detail, but... these are the Service Pack 2 and 3 for XP that, in many cases, it is a network installation. In other words, in Service Pack 2, it's all the patches, whether you need it or not. Service Pack 3, all the patches, whether you need it or not. And all the XP post SP3 patches up through January of this year. So I know that many of these are no longer available to download from Microsoft. If you're running XP, you want to have this, it's available. I also find that they've taken off some of the XP support, XP Pro support from Windows 7. For instance, XPM. I tried downloading it from Microsoft. It's off. So we have this, and it's all on this 2 chest. We have other things which we'll talk about, but the requested donation is $100, and it's a DVD, and it'll be sent to you. And I'm happy. I'm really finally happy to say that after much trial and tribulations with our process, they are starting to ship it out now. So now, if you happen to have a problem with it, we'll tell you how you can pursue it and perhaps expedite it. I know we had a gentleman who's going to be 90 years old, and he wanted it so that he can have it for his birthday. I believe we expedited it. And then we have a third method of how you can support the station. Cash.
Ooh.
Just cash.
Cash.
Wait a minute. What is that?
Yeah, what's that?
When I say cash, yeah, I really mean it's more than cash. You could use your credit card, and that would enable us to have the money more immediately available so that we can pay off our bills. So those are the three methods. And you know what? We're going to get now to the heart of the first hour. We're going to talk about Linux.
And David, I understand you're bringing in a guest tonight who knows a little bit about the subject.
Hi.
Hi.
This is David Perry for the Personal Computer Show. I first met Jim Dennis when I sat just around the corner from him at Peter Norton. We were both tech support analysts at the time. And right from the very start of the Linux era, Jim and his girlfriend, now his wife, Heather Stern, were involved with Linux. And Jim kept telling us the problems we were having back in those days with viruses, the problems we had with security, would be cured if only we got off of Windows and onto a better quality operating system. And I'm pleased to introduce him direct from Northern California. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Dennis. Jim, welcome to the Personal Computer Show.
Welcome, Jim.
Hey, nice to be here.
Hey, Jim, we're in Northern California.
Well, I'm in the Bay Area.
Yes, I can't see Jim from my house, unlike Sarah Palin. Jim, for the purpose of our users, of our listeners, what exactly is Linux? Where does it come from? How do I get it? And what can it do for me? What is Linux?
Okay. Before I get to that, I'm going to answer, I believe it was Hank's question.
Okay.
Which is, I'm in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, Northern California. It's kind of a mecca for people who are, like me, interested in computing and especially in Linux. And I'm actually working at a little startup here. So my boss has graciously given me some time away from my schedule to, you know, hole up in a conference room. Now, on to David's question, Linux basically is an operating system. In the strictest sense, it's a kernel, which runs everything else. And when people use the word Linux, they're usually referring to, almost always, referring to that kernel plus a huge array of GNU and old BSD free software.
What's BSD?
Which, taken all together, can run, you know, whole computers. It runs the biggest supercomputers in the world, clusters. It runs your Android cell phone, probably runs your refrigerator if you have a, you know, a fancy smart refrigerator these days, or a smart TV. The in-air entertainment systems on the backs of